You're listening to The Art of Daily Practice, and in this session, we're going to talk about some effective strategies for learning. In a previous section, we talked about the crawl, walk, run technique, which is just kind of a handy metaphor for when you crawl by learning the basics of a new technique, then walk by repeatedly practicing it to become more and more fluent, and then finally you run by applying the technique to real-life situations. To find your feet with any new challenge that you face as a songwriter, you can use a variety of strategies, and in this session, we'll examine seven effective strategies for learning. The first strategy is to test your memory. Just reading a book or listening to lectures is a good start in this craft, but you'll want to go beyond that and really internalize what you're learning, because unless you ingrain the knowledge really deeply in yourself, it just won't come out very easily when you're writing songs. So to get the most out of that information and to absorb it more deeply, try reading just one chapter or listening to just one lecture and taking notes on the main points of that chapter or lecture. Then, when you're done, you close the book, you conceal your notes from yourself, and you sort of test yourself on what you've just read. One way to do this is to maybe try writing out the main points as you remember them, and then compare them to your notes. There will almost always be a few items missing, so then you can retest yourself, see how many you can get that time. And by doing this, you slowly sort of fill in the gaps, and you get used to recalling this knowledge on your own instead of just reading it in a book or hearing it. The second strategy for learning is to collect and compare examples of what you're learning. Let's say you've been reading about rhyme schemes. How many examples of different rhyme schemes can you collect from songs that you hear? Another example is if you're learning a musical scale on your instrument, say it's the minor pentatonic scale, you might listen to a lot of songs that use that scale, such as blues and rock songs, to hear how different artists draw on that scale's notes to write melodies. So finding examples of things that you're learning can really help liven lessons up a bit. It makes the material less dry. Often you can do just a simple web search to find examples of whatever you're studying. You might search AA, BB, song lyric, rhyme examples, or something like that. And you'll usually get some results. If not, you can often find some on your own just through listening. The third strategy is to use what you're learning to write songs, or to write pieces of songs. When you study the craft of lyric writing or music composition daily, you will get lots of ideas for songs. They come much more often. The funny thing is that the thing that we think of as inspiration, which is sort of the flash of an idea when you're not expecting it, happens a lot more often when you're actually studying daily in a deliberate way. So some of these ideas will arrive as actual pieces of lyrics or music, but others are more vague. They're more like hunches. You might get a hunch like, what if I wrote a song using that rhyme scheme I was just reading about? Or you might realize you haven't written a song in 3-4 time yet, so maybe you're curious about what that might sound like. Try to get in the habit of acting on these ideas quickly. You'll want to capture them quickly on paper, because ideas like these tend to fade away very quickly. When we get caught up in our daily lives, they just tend to slip to the back burner. So try to get in the habit of writing these ideas down quickly when they come to you, and then also acting on them quickly, because it's easy to procrastinate these things too. Don't put pressure on yourself to create something brilliant. Instead, make learning your main goal when you write these things. Some experiment results might sound like promising song material, others won't. But you'll always learn something by making the experiment. If you make learning the first goal, it takes a lot of pressure off. Another strategy for learning is to teach what you know to somebody else. Presenting instruction from memory to a fellow songwriter is a great way to reinforce something that you've learned. Whether it's done in like a formal teacher-student context or in a more casual sort of skill-sharing setting, sharing what you've learned is great review, and sometimes you can bargain with, say, if you know a songwriter who is especially good at an instrument, maybe you can bargain to get a lesson from them about that while you teach them something you know. So it can be a really great exchange. Another strategy for learning is to record yourself playing, listen back to it, and evaluate. When you're attempting to play something difficult on your instrument, and your voice does count as an instrument, record yourself playing and then listen to the recording. It can be hard sometimes to hear your own mistakes while your mind is occupied with the mechanics of actually playing the piece. So listening to the recording with a notebook open in front of you and taking notes on what needs correction or improvement can be a way of sort of stepping outside yourself a bit and observing your own playing a bit more objectively. Sometimes it's a good idea to let the recording sit overnight so that you can listen tomorrow. This ensures that you hear yourself a little more objectively, as I mentioned, and so you hear yourself a little bit more like a listener does. Another strategy for learning is to critique the work of other songwriters and to get critiqued in turn. It may feel a bit nerve-wracking, but revealing your works in progress to fellow songwriters and asking for an honest evaluation can be a great learning experience. You can get evaluations for free from your peers, either locally or online, or you could pay somebody experienced in the craft to give you a professional, thorough evaluation. Giving thoughtful and honest critiques to your fellow songwriters who want your input can be a learning experience too. Over the years, I've learned a lot about the craft by listening carefully, thinking deeply, and offering opinions on the work of fellow songwriters, some of whom were better than I was, so that I could observe how they put their songs together and so I could see their drafts in progress. It's also a great way to see songs in a sort of an unfinished state, because a lot of the songs we hear on albums and from performers that we admire are polished, finished products. So it can actually be really encouraging for a songwriter to start hearing songs that aren't quite done yet, that still have some kinks in them that need to be worked out, things like that. And finally, another great way to learn things about songwriting is to analyze a song to discover what makes it tick. And this is closely related to critiquing, but song analysis is about paying close attention to a song and deconstructing its individual parts. So the goal is to see what useful lessons you can learn from another songwriter's work. You can use any and all of your technical knowledge to notice what techniques are in play in that song. For example, you might take note of the rhyme scheme. You might do some detective work to figure out what scale the melody uses. What techniques can you recognize in that song that you love? Which techniques are serving the song well and create emotional impact? And which could be used more effectively? Which techniques are being used badly, in fact, and are actually getting in the way of the song's strengths? Altogether, these 7 strategies are great ways to take yourself from crawling all the way through to running on a variety of techniques. And it's great for varying your practice routines too. If you're sick of reading about rhyme schemes, analyzing the rhyme schemes of some songs that you like could be a nice change of pace while allowing you to still review the same material and ingrain it more deeply. So it's all about switching it up, keeping things interesting, and approaching the same topics from different angles, so it really reinforces your learning over time. That wraps up session 3.2. Thanks for listening.